Kamala Harris pledged to decriminalize fentanyl and heroin in 2019. By Wendell Hasebo on September 9, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris indicated on a 2019 American Civil Liberties Union ACLU questionnaire that she wanted to decriminalize fentanyl, heroin, and all drug possession for personal use, adding to an array of radical policies she supported during her failed 2020 presidential campaign. Harris's far-left position on fentanyl and heroin was previously unreported and could be a topic brought up in Tuesday's debate. The ACLU questionnaire asked Harris, since drug use is better addressed as a public health issue through treatment and other programming, will you support the decriminalization at the federal level of all drug possession for personal use? Harris checked the yes box on the form. Drug cartels highly traffic both fentanyl and heroin across the open southern border. The National Center for Health Statistics, NCHS, estimates that more than 100,000 people died from drug overdose deaths in 2022, the most recent year on file. Overall, drug overdose deaths rose from 2019 to 2022 with 107,941 drug overdose deaths reported in 2022, the NCHS reported. Deaths involving synthetic opioids other than methadone, primarily illicitly manufactured fentanyl, continued to rise with 73,838 overdose deaths reported in 2022. Related, San Francisco man saves stranger from apparent fentanyl overdose. The questionnaire, which CNN reported on Monday, also shows that Harris expressed support for sweeping reductions to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operations, including drastic cuts in ICE funding and an open-ended pledge to end immigration detention. Harris's support for the decriminalization of all drug possession for personal use and reductions of ICE operations could become a topic of Tuesday night's debate on ABC News, among other issues on which she allegedly changed her mind. Since joining the race in July, Harris allegedly changed her view, outright flip-flopped, or has an unknown position in nine areas. Banning plastic straws, flip-flopped. A mandate for only producing electric and hydrogen vehicles by 2035, unknown. Banning fracking, flip-flopped. Gun confiscation through a buyback program, allegedly no longer supports, according to anonymous campaign spokesperson. Decriminalizing illegally crossing the southern border, allegedly no longer supports, according to anonymous campaign spokesperson. Reparations, unknown. Building a border wall, formerly opposed, now allegedly supports, according to anonymous campaign spokesperson. A federal jobs guarantee, allegedly no longer supports, according to anonymous campaign spokesperson. Medicare for all, flip-flopped. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.